Hi everyone, Anna here. I am so happy that you are listening to the Ha-Has for Hoo-Has podcast. Have I told you lately that I love you? By the way, if there's any listeners out there who are music agents, I'm available. So I know I've sung on the Ha-Has for Hoo-Has podcast before, so you're probably already kind of thinking about approaching me. Like, just do it. Just do it. I'm available. I wouldn't say that singing is my first passion. I would say writing is. But a side career in the music industry is absolutely on the table. So if you like what you're hearing, find me, Anna at hahasforhoohas.com. Okay? Other things that might be going on with you too. We just survived a snowpocalypse here in the Midwest. I got to be honest with you, the hype was far more than the actual snowfall that we got, but it was still bad out there. You didn't want to be driving. And if I'm going to be real with you, and I always am, I haven't gotten out of my Christmas pajamas and my robe for about 4 days. Now you might be thinking, why does snow falling outside have anything to do with whether you get dressed for the day or not? I'll answer that question. Because I'm not going to live a lie. I'm not going to live the lie and play this charade that during a snowpocalypse, I'm going to be exiting my loft, because I'm not. I will not be interacting with other adults other than my husband. So why would I get dressed and put on makeup to live a lie? I refuse. I'm going to be me. And but I will be honest, once you hit day 3 of being in your pajamas, you do start to get a little depressed. So I wouldn't recommend actually making it to day 4. It's harrowing at this point. So I'm just trying to piece together my self-esteem at this point. Moving on, I just wanted to let you know that if you love the Ha-Has for Hoo-Has podcast, please go to iTunes and rate and review it. It helps me so much when you do that. And if you love the podcast, share it with your friends. Get them onto us. Get them involved. Let's just make it a family affair. Speaking of family, today's episode is about best friends. So grab your bestie. Have her listen. Listen at the same time with a bottle of wine. I'm into it. Listen at different times because you're both parents and you're like, what are you, crazy? Like, we have time for that? Whatever. It's your world. I'm not telling you what to do. But you'll have a lot of fun with your best friend. So sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy.
It's the Ha-Has for Hoo-Has podcast. Let's get it on. I mean, only if you want to. No pressure. Sorry, that sounded kind of awkward. This is just a podcast. So, you know, everybody relax.
Hello. Welcome, everybody, to the Ha-Has for Hoo-Has podcast. My name is Anna Lynn Thomas, and I am the founder of Ha-Has for Hoo-Has. I'm here with Laura.
What's up?
We've had a long day today.
It has been a long day.
We're rallying so hard right now.
I feel like I've been with you since like 9 o'clock in the morning. Even though I left you for a significant part of the day, I still feel like
it's
I've
like
been
all
here
day.
All day.
Like, and I feel like this morning was like 24 hours ago. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like a really long time ago, but then yet at the same time, still today.
Yeah, still at the same time. I've been in your elevator several times today.
Oh my gosh. Well, you've been following the Hoo-Has podcast, then you know that Laura is my bestie. We have been friends since high school. And so I feel like today is the perfect day to talk about best friends. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about ways that you know that someone is your best friend.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not saying that this is scientific evidence, but I will say that it's the closest to scientific you can get.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Right. So best friends are kind of like, the thing that's weird about best friends is that I feel like you can have more than one. I'm not saying I do, but I feel
you better
like
this podcast is gonna go way bad real fast. I want to talk about my best friends who aren't here with me tonight. The ones that I'm really close to.
I want to talk about all my best friends that aren't here to join us. They can't speak. They don't have a voice. Let me be their voice.
Oh, you cut me real deep.
What I was kind of saying is that, like, obviously you're the original, but then it's like you can have, like, really close people. So, like, I would say Brady.
Sure.
Super, you know what I mean? Like, you have, like people get into, like, these different kind of, like, factions. Mm-hmm. And I would say that you, to me, you're kind of like a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
In that it's like we're blood.
Yeah.
And, like, we grew up super, super, super close. And mm-hmm. so, like, we're always connected. Because you and I have gone through, not like our friendship has gone through ups and downs,
mm-hmm.
but we are always at, like, different parts of our lives.
Completely.
And we've talked about this in a different podcast, but it's like, you're having kids and I'm in California.
Mm-hmm.
Then I come back and I have kids and your kids, they're certainly not grown. They're, mm-mm. you know, how, I was going to say five, they're seven.
They're seven.
Oh, dear Lord. But, you know, they're seven, so they're not babies, they're not newborns.
Right. Yeah, I can't relate to pregnancy stuff without having to, like, think really hard.
Right,
so.
Right, exactly. So you are, I'm working from home, you're now working outside of the home, you're not mm-hmm. home anymore. So we're always at these, like, different phases. And somehow we always come back to the center, you know what I mean?
I know, it's unreal. It's unreal. I remember I've had people, you know, who I'm speaking of, we do not need to mention names, who would always question it because they were like, all you guys ever have to talk about is, like, your past. And I'm like, well, if we're currently together all the time and still reminiscing on the past, then that means that, like, we're really enjoying our past. So it's like, I don't know, it was trying to make a dig at it. And I was like, I think you're just jealous because you don't have friends. I think that's really what it comes down to, is you just, I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
I don't think that that's true. I think that that's what you and I, if it's who I think you're talking about. Does the name start with an R?
Nope. Name starts with a J.
Oh, surprise, surprise, surprise yes. on that one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Here, let me get you a coaster.
Can I have I don't want to ruin your beautiful desk.
So, I think it was because the reason we talked about our past a lot in front of him is because he was there, and what the hell else are we going to talk about with
right,
him there?
Right. Yeah.
Because we know we wanted to talk shit about him.
True.
Is what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And since he was in the room, we're like, well, you want to talk about when he used to pick me up from school?
Yeah. You want to talk about tennis practice in junior year?
I don't think we talk about the past anymore at all. It's always like the hot gossip of what's going on in our lives.
Yeah, and if we do talk about the past, it's because, like, remember that time? And then we're both, like, cackling until we can't breathe. And then we're, like, finishing the story, like, 5 seconds later because we were laughing too hard.
Yeah, so.
That guy can suck it.
You know, yeah, haters, hate on this. I don't even know what that is, but hate on it.
Hate on it. All over it.
hate all over that shit. You know what? I'm really tired, and when I'm tired, I swear a lot. So I might have to make this an E for explicit podcast today.
People might think we're drunk. We're not.
No, we're not. We're just so tired. You guys, I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning, like a boss. I got so much writing done. I got, like, 2 articles done before Laura came over. She helps me with some Hoo-Ha's admin stuff. And she came over at 9, and so then by the time, like, you left, I had already been awake for 8 hours.
Yeah, that's absurd.
So well,
I woke up at 7, but I had also not gone to bed until, like, midnight, and then I was up at 2:30, up until 4 o'clock. So I feel like I've been up since 5:30 as well.
Yeah,
and I also just went to work and just got off work a few minutes ago. So
our listeners are like, good story, bro.
It's like, cool.
We're like,
this is totally like what it's like to be a best friend. It's like, when you just ramble.
Yeah. Hey, Jay. Or well, I guess that is the first letter of his name. Hey, guy with the first letter J. We don't talk about our past. We talk about what time we woke up in the morning.
Yeah.
And how many times we got woken up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Sucker.
Yeah. And people are really interested in it. They're gonna download it.
They're enthralled. They're like, God, I should have listened to the Nerdist instead. Don't you dare.
How dare you?
It's getting better. It'll get better. So, I notice sometimes when I look at my computer, I get really quiet because I just move away from the mic. I forget that I'm actually podcasting and people aren't just like in the room. Okay, so I want to talk about clues you might be best friends with someone. And call your best friend. I'm talking to the viewers. Call your bestie. Have them download this podcast. Be like, is this us? Because it's us. And then you guys can just bond. Go have some drinks. Laugh about your past. Mm-hmm. Don't let the haters hate.
Yeah.
Talk about your past all you want. Do not let the haters hate.
Talk about what time you got up in the morning.
Yeah.
If you had a good night's sleep.
You just be you, booze. Okay, so when your bestie stops by unexpectedly for a visit, you don't panic if your house looks like an episode of Hoarders.
Yeah, that's true. Not that I don't care, but if it's messy, you know why, because you know what's going on or whatever. You're not going to judge.
I pick up a little, like, if it's gross or if it's like, I pick up a little bit just because I have just a sense of, like, decency.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not vacuuming.
No.
You know what I mean? No. If you, several times, every time Laura comes over, it smells like meat. She's like, what kind of meat you working up today?
It's like a meatloaf or a stew.
Whatever it is, it smells so good.
It always, your house always smells delightful. Always. And it just makes me hungry. I'm like, it's 9:15 in the morning. And I'm like, what time is lunch?
Listen, I've deep cleaned for the maintenance guy. Like, I'm like, oh, crap, the maintenance guy's coming over to change a light bulb. I gotta clean.
My bathroom sink has been kind of clogged for about a week now. And there's a reason, because I'm just like, I have to clean my bathroom is in my bedroom.
Yeah.
So I have to make sure that my bedroom is, you know, pleasing to the eye for the maintenance man. Hence, my bathroom sink has been clogged for a week. Because I don't want him to come over and see, like, oh, look, there's a bra.
I have friends who treat themselves to housekeepers, and they clean beforehand.
Oh, they clean before the
housekeeper? They clean before the housekeeper comes.
Girl!
But think about it. Like, if you do, like, treat yourself to a housekeeper, are you going to let your dirty undies be in the... I mean, you're not, right? Aren't you going to pick up a little bit?
I mean, I think if I wanted a housekeeper, it would be like, can you come over and, like, vacuum and dust and Windex and, like, maybe mop my floors? I wouldn't expect her to, like, pick up my undies. That'd be... Maybe there's housekeepers that do that. I know Beyonce.
You know, but here's the thing about housekeepers. Like, if I need a housekeeper, what I would really want them to do is, like, wash my baseboards.
Yeah.
Do, like, the crap I don't have time to do.
Yes.
And most of them don't. Most of them, it is, like, vacuuming and dusting. And they'll just, like, dust around your stuff. And I'm sure it's a liability, because I'm sure they get blamed for stealing crap all of the time.
I bet you misplace something, and the first person you think of is your Mary Maid.
Oh, totally. You're like, that bitch.
You know what?
She stole my Prada sunglasses. I'm going to file a complaint. You know, you're calling the Better Business Bureau, leaving a complaint. You're debating suing her. And then, like, a month later, you find it in your other purse.
Yep. And you don't call back to let them know. You're like, listen, I know that Julie was the... I know we got her in a lot of trouble. And I just wanted to apologize. No, you don't. You don't care about Julie.
No.
You don't care
about me. Oh, no. No. You're like, well, I hope Julie made it through that debacle.
Hope she got unemployment out of it. Because otherwise, man, that would suck.
Yeah, that was rude.
Oh, yeah.
Then put on my Pradas. Gonna leave.
Super glad I found him.
Okay. Number two. Girls' night out means bras are optional while you drink wine on the couch.
You know, I just planned one of these with one of my coworkers, and I was like, why didn't I do that with Hunta?
Yeah. Well, we used to do it all the time. I don't think we've done it since we've had families and kids.
Yeah. Kids make it tough to just be like, it's 9 o'clock, you want to just come over? You're like, ooh,
and take your bra off? And I'm like, well, is your husband there? Because that's weird.
That's odd. Where's he going to be?
Oh, probably in the family room with us, like, actually.
What time does Riley go to bed? Is Riley still awake when our bras are off?
Yeah.
Are we going to be drunk in front of your kids? That's weird. No. But yes, that's everything. Like, I like going out and getting gussied up and going out for a drink, but there is nothing more awesome than being like, cool, you want to wear a onesie and come over and like pop up in a couple bottles of wine?
Yeah, that was us in the early days for sure. And would roll out like, and then it'd be like just enough something to be able to like go through the Taco Bell drive-thru.
Yep. Like, all right, well, I'm just going to put my shoes on with my Jam Jams because I really need a cheesy gordita crunch.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Number three, you'll wreck your diets for each other without question or remorse. Mm,
I think this is more for you because I'm terrible at diets and I feel like you're always on, well, you're not on the diet, but you're very regimented in what you eat and it's always very, you know, I'm very jealous, but.
It's true. I tend to just try, but I have like blown it to hang out with you several times. Oh. Or there have been times where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep it clean. I'm going to start with a salad. And then I'm like, you know what? I guess I'll get a drink. I'll just get maybe a vodka soda or something.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour later, grande margaritas that are probably 3,000 calories each.
Oh, probably.
I'm ordering fries, mm-hmm. and they're like, ma'am, we don't have, you know, this, we don't have fries at this bar. I'm like, well, you should.
Where can I get some then?
Somebody get me some fries.
Like, or a pizza.
Actually, both. You like chicken tenders, please.
I do. I probably do bring out the worst in you when it comes to drinking and food because I'm like, look how much fun I'm having. Don't you want to have this much fun? Of course you do.
Well, I mean, that's why I just decide if we're going to hang out, I'm not going to, you know, be boring. To me, nothing is worse as when you go. It's one thing if you're going to have a lunch and catch up. Like, who cares what they're eating?
Yeah.
But, like, if you're going to go out and you haven't seen somebody for a while and someone's just like, I'm going to take, like, a small plate and, you know what I mean? Or, like, they don't have wine or, you know what I mean?
You're or if they like, do, they just, like, they'll sip.
They just sip on it. And they're just, like, they get, you know, they're just. Halfway, I'm like, half of a glass of wine, that's what you're doing right mm-hmm. now?
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Like, nobody has to, no one's talking about, I'm not talking about getting drunk, but I am talking about, like, enjoying a glass of wine. Like, yeah. We can't do that. Yeah. We can't finish that puppy off.
Yeah, that's not my friend. That's just not. There's no offense, you're just, you and I just wouldn't get along very well.
Yeah, well, because Laura wants to take that night down.
I do. You know what's terrible? This is going to make me sound awful. But I saw something online that said half drunk is a waste of money. And it sounds terrible to think of it, but that's true. Like, for me, there's no point in me going somewhere and having a beer. Like, unless it's like a craft beer and I'm like, ooh, hello, light bulb. Unless it's a craft beer and it's like caramel fudge brownie, you know, port or whatever. Then I'm like, yes, I want to try that. Let's do it. But people are like, yeah, I'm just going to go out and just have like, you know, just a PBR with my dinner. I'm like, why?
To me, it's not that it's worth the money. The money is not so much the issue as much as like it's not worth the calories or the carbs.
Yeah, that too.
So it's like if I'm going to go out, then I want to have, you know, one, you know, probably two, three over the course of the entire evening.
Sure.
Enjoy myself, have fun, do whatever I'm going to do. But like I'm never going to be like, you know what? I'm going to take a Bud Light with my salad.
Yeah, no.
It's just not going to happen.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Agreed. Okay. You'll spend the whole day shopping together and then get on the phone for another 2 hours once the kids are in bed.
Oh, we do that all the time.
Yeah. Or like, I feel like, you know, we're obviously talking to mostly adult women here. But just a little flashback to what Laura and I used to do in our high school days. I think we spent weeks together.
Oh, easily.
Because Laura's bedroom was in the basement. Her parents never went down there. And we were old enough that, like, they didn't have to watch us like a hawk or mm-hmm. anything like that. We could do whatever, basically whatever we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, there were times when, like, we were, like, on AOL dial-up.
Yep.
Having IM conversations in different rooms yep. for hours.
Because yep. my parents had two phone lines, so I would take one and be in the like the basement. You would be in my room on the other one. And I'd be like anything good happening over there? Nah, not really. You hungry?
Oh my gosh. Then one time I was like, you know, Laura, I think I've been here for like 4 days. I think I need to go like take a shower and just go home.
And I was probably moody about it too. I was like, well, I guess.
Like, I've got a shower here. And I'm like, well, you don't have my clean underwear. You can wear mine, you know. I'm like, well, I don't want to wear your, well, whatever. I mean, that's fine. So I go home and I take a shower and I get a bite to eat. And then I'm like, beep, 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 beep. Sign in. Hey, girl, what's up? What are you doing?
Like, not much since you left.
I don't, you want to like, I was thinking maybe I could come back over.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. Like, the couch is still warm where you were sitting. Come on back. It's totally the truth, though. It's not even like, it's not even, yeah.
Yeah, we're actually not exaggerating at all. That's a real life.
Thank you, exaggeration. I couldn't think of the word.
That's a real life thing that happened to us.
Happened.
Point blank.
You probably were. I bet you were at my house for like 3-4 days at a time. I bet that's really what it was.
I really was. I think, and that, it was, the when it got really bad, I think, was the summer before you left for college. Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because I still stayed, and I was still at school. So it's the only thing that makes sense to me, because then after you left, but.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of like, the thing about BFFs is that you're just always in constant communication.
Yeah.
So whenever, like, something is annoying or you need to vent, it's like, hey, hold on really quickly. Have you ever had XYZ happen to you? And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, yes. Cut that bitch loose. No, I'm saying bitch a lot. See, I'm tired. I didn't even need to say it.
But you did.
I did.
I'm glad you did.
You know what? I don't regret it. Hey, Bruno. Bruno's sniffing my feet. Okay. You have an agreement that if one of you dies, the other burns your private journal, trashes your period panties, and deletes anything embarrassing on your browser history. Mm-hmm. You know, lately we were just, I don't really have anything embarrassing on my browser history other than, like, they're like, she's like, wow, Anna was really hanging out on Pottery Barn a lot. Her life is very exciting. But you never know.
Yeah.
You never know what you searched. You never know who you talk to.
Well, and you
wipe it out.
I get caught up like on Imgur stuff, like looking for different stuff for hoo-has. And every now and then I'll just click on something and I'm like, yikes, that's going to be in my history. And I didn't really mean to it. But, but hopefully people will understand that I was just scrolling through. Just scrolling through.
You're like, I was just passing by. I didn't mean to see the booty.
I didn't mean to.
I did not mean to see the booty.
Oh my God. Have you seen Ted 2? You know,
I haven't.
Okay. Well, I got talked into watching it. It's kind of begrudgingly. But
I wasn't that into Ted 1, so Ted 2's probably.
Yeah, I wasn't super into. See, yeah. Men were the two people that. Men were the people that told me I should watch both Ted and Ted 2. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, I digress. I watched Ted 2, and they were making a joke how no matter what you search on the internet, you always stumble upon. Of the male gender, you always get some link about penises or some picture of penises, and there was an ongoing joke in the movie that no matter what you typed in, like they're like Google would be like, well, did you mean penis? I'm
if
being
you,
very PG.
If you search the images of anything, you will get wieners.
Oh, without a doubt.
One time, I wanted to draw a pair of panties for like a joke or an e-card or something like that, and so I wanted to just look really quickly, and I Googled panties, which. It was so innocent in my mind that I didn't think, like, the house of horrors I was going to stumble into.
Yeah.
Googling panties.
I can't even imagine.
I pulled up so many wieners. And I'm like, really? With panties? Rob walks in behind me. And there was, like, the full... It was at the other loft where, like, the whole kitchen was behind me.
Yes.
He's like, my God, what are you looking at? I'm like, I'm sorry. I typed in panties. I wanted to look at a picture so I could copy off of it. And a lot of, like, men's underwear where it, like, I don't know. There's, like, a new kind of underwear out there. Ladies, don't Google it. Actually, I mean, if you dare. Where... It's like it straps around. It's almost like a wrestling. Remember what A.C. Slater used to wear?
Yeah.
Those wrestling.
Yes.
They're not jerseys. They're singlets.
Yes.
Except think of them as like, it's like a thong for men.
And
it's like barely, and then it goes around their shoulder.
The guy that made the movie. God, I'm my mother
I know
now.
Exactly who that is.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Steven Spielberg.
No, Sacha Baron Cohen is the actor's name.
Close. He's... That was my second guess.
Was it?
No, not at all.
This is how you know your BFFs. No, but he's in that movie and he pretends to be like this really idiotic foreigner and goes to different countries and pretends like he doesn't know any better. And it's like a documentary, but it's like a joke movie. Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the one where he's like from Kazakhstan or whatever.
Yes, he wears one of those in the movie.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
See, we get there.
So anyway, I saw a bunch of those hit my face, and you know, Laura, she used to work at The Knot, and she used to moderate the forums.
Oh my
and
God,
remember
I
when
did.
Your job was to delete the wieners? And because, Rob got her husband got pissed.
Oh my God, he was like, "They shouldn't have you doing that. They should not have you doing that. I am pissed off." And I'm like, I'm not even previewing the email. I'm just going through my inbox and deleting it." And of course, like, if my computer lags even the tiniest bit, I see the preview of the inbox in my Outlook. So every now and then,
little penis, flash.
Penis. Hello.
Leany.
Yep.
Hello.
Hi. No, he was legitimately upset. And I was like, you got to get over it. I was like, it's not like I'm at work. Like, yes.
Well, first of all, we're not, you know, they say that women aren't visual like men. And I think that that's not necessarily true. But I do think it's true to an extent. Because I think if a man was at work and he kept getting flashed boobs, it would be a totally different physical reaction.
Probably.
Like, for me, I'm just like, sick, sick, sick. I feel sexually violated, sick, sick. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing about, like, a wiener like that I'm like, yes.
Yeah, well, that and, like, I'm not in the mindset for any of that. I'm at work.
Sue is stopping by asking if you got the memo.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And like all of like the titles for the email are just disgusting. Uh-huh. Just disgusting. So you're just already like creeped out and grossed out. I don't want to see any of this. None of it's real anyway. Just get it out of my... But yeah, he was really...
If you guys have real wieners, we can talk.
Yeah.
Until then, forget it.
Yeah, I'm not interested. But yeah, you can't get away with it. But you know, I was gonna say, we did talk about, you know, if God help, I don't know what I would do, but you told me that I would have to be responsible for your Facebook should anything happen to you.
Well, okay, so I had this really morbid thought, and then there was a part of me that's like, but if I have this morbid thought, what if I make this morbid thought come true? Like, do you ever like see those stories? It'll be on like Huffington Post or something where it's like, person create something in the event of their death and then they end up dying. It's almost mm-hmm. like they kind of knew that their life was short. Like, yeah. I remember this young girl died, and she died in like her early 30s or something, and her mom said it's like she knew her time was short, so she just lived life to the fullest. And she always says, I don't know how long we have on. So I never like want to say I never want to be like, life is short, you never know how long our time is on this earth, because I feel like I'm like beckoning it to come.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, life is real long. It's a long, windy, windy journey. Anyway, wait, I had a point. Okay. So I didn't even really want to talk about it because I certainly didn't want to beckon it. But I was thinking to myself, okay, so if I were to actually get really injured, or if I was to get, or to die, what would happen to Haha's for Hoo-Ha's, my author page, the pot, like... No one would be able to get in and communicate that something had happened to me.
Right.
And so I suppose Rob could... I suppose I would still be logged in.
Probably.
So Rob could theoretically, like, do it. Rob would be the absolute worst. Like, my husband in a crisis is the worst communicator. Like, I've always thought... I've told him before, I'm like, okay, like, there are pictures floating around that make it so I can't be president. Okay, so, like, I'll never be president. I have too much crap on me, okay? But if I wanted to be president, I couldn't, because you would be the worst first man of all time. Like, he would embarrass me on the regular. He's just not, when it comes to, like, public communicating or anything like that, and especially if he was, like, grieving, he'd be like, none of this matters, Anna's. He wouldn't even say anything, actually. He would never, I don't know.
Mm.
So I was like, I have to have somebody who can, like, but I didn't want to make you an admin. You'd get all of the notifications. God forbid you accidentally, like, upload your own selfie onto the page. Who knows? So it's like, well, how do I get someone to come in and do it? And I found out through my friend Marcy that there is kind of like a will type of thing you have to set up.
Yep.
It would totally be you. You'd have to do it.
I can't. Oh, I know it would have to be me. I would sit on it. It'd probably be like a month later. I'm like, listen, everyone. They're like, we all know. We've known for a long time. It's like, well, here it comes anyway.
It gets like 20 likes. You're like, you jerks.
Yeah.
No comments. You're like, this isn't the way I don't want it to go out.
Yeah. I'm like boosting it on Facebook.
Can you sponsor the post?
Like I'm spending an extra $10.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to talk about how Bruno just bit my toe.
Yeah, he's been kind of like licking mine. So here's the deal. I think it's a little unprofessional to have your dog with you while you're in. He could bark at any time. But if we locked him out, he would. My husband's not home, so he would cry, cry, cry at the door. So I thought, let's have him come in. So now he's underneath the desk.
In between my
licking
knees,
her toes, smelling Laura's crotch, biting her toe. So that's what's happening to us right now. It's uncomfortable.
It's fine. It's fine.
Your bestie knows how you're feeling based solely on the amount of selfies being posted on social media. So when your best friend says, hey, I haven't seen much of you lately. Are you doing okay? What they really mean is, hey, you're not filling up my feed with pictures of you making duck lips while holding up a skinny vanilla latte. Does the baby have another ear infection? Friends just know.
They do.
They just know.
I am that skinny vanilla latte duck lips. That is totally me. Always in my car. God. I haven't done it in a minute, but that's totally me.
I don't do selfies very... Oh, see, he's crying. And... Now you want out of the office? Like, what's the problem, Bruno? Are you gonna burp? Now what?
I wish you guys could see his face. It's like the saddest, like... Did you guys
and
talk about me?
He whines like a real... he whines and he sounds like Lady Elaine. He sounds like Lady Elaine on Mr. Rogers. Honey,
I've never heard you make that joke before. Oh, like, my god, Lady Elaine, that's so, oh god, it's so spot on.
What? What's the problem? You want to? No, you can't leave. You're stuck here for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what? Maybe this is a good time to take a quick break.
It could be.
Could you let him out, Laura?
I can do that.
Alright, we're back. So we're talking about selfies. Now, Laura is pretty big on the selfies.
I am. I've reeled it in a little bit because I noticed I was starting to do so many of them, and then I would see people post, and you know, whenever someone posts a random like Instagram or whatever picture that talks about something that someone's doing on Facebook that's annoying, you're like, oh my god, is that me? But someone had posted something about, you know, there's only so many pictures you can take of yourself before I just will start, like, before I'll unlike them or before I'll stop following you or whatever. And I was like, am I that person? And then I went through a phase of like, well, I don't care if I'm that person.
I'm going to be me.
Yeah, I'm just going to do me, which is lots of pictures of me in my Starbucks. But then I was like, maybe I'm being really basic. And so I cut it out. And I haven't in a little while, but... All of my coworkers are doing the Snapchat thing.
Yeah.
And so now I'm so much into Snapchat and like posting pictures and videos on Snapchat that no one really knows I'm doing the selfie thing because I only have like 25 friends on Snapchat.
Yeah.
So I'm still doing it, but y'all don't know. Y'all don't know how bad it is.
I forget to do selfies all the time. And when I do a selfie, it takes me for free. Like I'm not going to just give you my first one. Like, I'm like, my eye looks weird. I don't like, you know. And plus, I don't like doing it where you can see yourself in the screen because it flips your face backwards and I always think I look weird.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, you know, I'm like, don't like that one. Nope, don't like that one. Ooh, too much light in the back. Don't like that. Like, I'm like, I don't got time to just keep taking my photo.
You should see the girls at my work, though. Like, they will sit there because there's a lot of natural light in our building and they can make some of the best pictures. Like, really, really nice pictures. But these girls will sit there in the window and be like, this way in the window or this way in the window? Further away from the window or closer to the window? And they will hold their phones up in the air, and I will, like, get distracted and, like, be on the phone or, like, go, like, to the bathroom and come back. They're still sitting there
yes.
with their duck lips or, like, maybe, like, a pursed lip or, like, maybe a tiny smile. And I'm like, how many have you taken? Isn't your arm tired?
Yeah.
Like, no joke. These girls are taking, like, 25 pictures before they get the right one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's thirsty. That's just thirsty.
Yeah.
Just take it and move on.
I know. It's a little too much. Sometimes it's for fun. Sometimes I feel like the person has a serious self-esteem issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They just need someone to tell them that they look good today. Yeah. They're just not feeling
so
good.
And you can kind of tell. And some people, it's more artistic or whatever. But here's the kind of selfies that bother me. And I promise it's not you. If you do this, I'm not talking about you. Okay, mm-hmm. Don't get paranoid. But I don't like a selfie of yourself that says something. Like, for instance, someone takes a selfie of themselves and then they're like, long ass day, about to get my study on now. Wish me luck. But it's a selfie of themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, really? Or like someone who's fabulous posted a selfie of themselves and they're like, recently in our downtown area, a beloved restaurant caught fire, and she's like, took a selfie of herself looking hot, wearing like some like faux fur vest with these like big huge round glasses, and she's like, missing me some M-pubs about now.
Oh.
And I'm like, it's called I look hot as hell right now. Just yeah. To me, like, if you own the selfie where you're like, God, I love my sunglasses.
Yeah.
God, I love what I'm wearing today.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's what I love. I don't like it when you're trying to pretend that's why you're not doing the selfie. That's right. When I get kind of annoyed.
Yeah.
I would never call anybody out on it, but I kind of do, like, a huge eye roll.
Yeah.
Like, this other person who, like, always take it. I feel like also, too, my examples were really urban. I just talk. All of my friends talk cool, okay? Deal with it. So, my other friend, like, he posts, like, this really sassy picture of himself, and then he's like, ain't that kind of day? I'm like, don't know what that means, but I feel like you're looking pretty good. Like, just say, feel really good this morning. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. The M's Pub thing kind of makes me really upset, because, like, I mean, I work downtown.
Exploiting a tragedy.
Yes. It was a tragedy. Like, I wasn't working on the day that it happened, but apparently there was a gas line that got hit. So there was actually an explosion, and, like, people throughout the whole downtown area felt it. And, like, 100 people are out of work right now because it affected a bunch of different businesses. So, like, thankfully no one died, which is a miracle in itself.
Yeah, I heard that people in the servers that were in that particular restaurant, it was right before opening. Some of them got blown into a wall.
Yeah.
One guy lost a tooth. Yeah. Another, like, they got lifted up off the floor, but no one was injured, thank God.
Yeah, people got hurt. But, I mean, just the whole devastation of what went down. Like, this happened almost, I think it was 3 weeks ago, maybe a month now. I think maybe close to 3 weeks. But because the weather's been so bad here, like, the roads are still closed down. The building is still completely just, it's creepy. It's so awful. So for someone to be like, missing, sure wish I could get that carrot dog right now, missing me some soup. I'm like, you son of a...
Looking gorgeous.
Yeah, look, yes.
Insult to
nonetheless.
Injury. Yeah. Okay, now that we're talking about Facebook annoyance, because I have a lot. I feel like we could do a post about this, and I know it's been written time and time again. I have some friends where they post every single day, and it's about an ailment. Like, got a headache today that just won't quit. Like, to me, like, why are you posting that on Facebook? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it just for sympathy. Or
when is my cold going to, oh, God, day three of the most horrific cold. I'm like, I know it's day three because you told us on day one and day two.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's, like, the majority of the status updates. That always drives me crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to be very careful because I don't know who's going to listen to this because I have people that I'm still friends with, but I've hidden them because of their incessant posting about just, like, man, I'm really hungry. Sure wish someone would bring me food. It's a real busy day. I'll cut your hair if you bring me some food, or like really looking forward to gym time. I'm like, that is not a status. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, not like it has to be your best material ever. You're not a stand-up comedian. I'm not looking to like and follow and share your status. It's got to be that much gold. But my goodness, I don't care that, you know, roads are kind of slick this morning. Yep. It did snow 4.5 inches last night, so I bet they are.
But you know what's really annoying? As much as I was annoyed, maybe I just need to get off Facebook. Maybe I'm becoming jaded and bitter. Because as much as I'm annoyed by, like, so we were supposed to have this huge blizzard, a lot of snow. It ended up being kind of rough, but not nearly as rough as they said it would be. What annoyed me as much as people talking or complaining about the weather, what ended up bothering me more were the people who were complaining about the people complaining about the weather. Mm-hmm. Like, there were so many status of updates of people like, wow, I would never know it was snowing outside if it wasn't for my news feed. Like, that kind of, like, sassy, snarky. Mm-hmm. Like, you've just embarrassed every single person who left a status update. I don't know. I'm kind of like the whole, like, publicly make fun of people because I'm annoyed with my news feed kind of thing. I'm over it. I think I've done it before. But I'm like, it's just unfollow them.
Yeah.
Do we need to humiliate people? Because people know it's them.
Oh, they have to.
Like, I would never on my newsfeed be like, wow, some people just are constantly telling me how sick they are. Really freaking annoying. Like, that person would know immediately it was them and feel bad.
Yeah, of course they would. Be like, sorry I bothered you with my illnesses. And I would kind of be like, well, yes, that is true. You did bother me. But now I feel worse because I made you feel bad.
To me, it's like, take the high road. Don't leave the status update. And instead, broadcast it on a podcast to 40,000 people.
Why not? That's what I'm doing.
I'm really banking that she doesn't know that I'm... She probably wouldn't even know I'm talking about her. It's not even... Maybe it's a he.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not even a he or she.
Maybe it's not a real story.
Maybe it's not even real. Maybe I'm making this up.
I know I am.
Yep. I'm making it up as I go.
Y'all think my name is Laura. Y'all have no idea.
You can't see me right now.
I'm getting paid. None of this shit's real.
Okay, so another way that you know that you're BFFs with someone is that they know more about your sex life than your spouse, basically.
You and I don't really talk much about that. Like, every now and then we'll get tipsy. And then when we're around Merrick.
When we're around Merrick, all bets are off.
All bets are off. Merrick is...
No, but I always knew how much sex you were having, how you were having it, was it good? I knew that. Like, I didn't need to know, like, so.
Right.
Foreplay? What kind? Like, I don't need those kind of visuals. Yeah.
Where were you? Terrific.
You're like, in bed again, so... Nothing new there. Yeah. I'm like, what position? I'm just trying to get a good visual.
I'm just trying to understand. Just want to make sure you're happy.
Is he treating you right?
God.
Is he pleasing you? God, I hate that. I just gave myself the chills.
I'm sure I'm red-faced right now. Just because it's so... Probably because I look at you like you're my sister. So it's like, I don't really want to know that. Yeah. Are you happy? Good. Good for you. Good for you.
You don't want to know...
I don't want to.
When I'm hitting it.
We did go to Dr. John's together once, which is like an adult store. And we were fine.
We did.
We were mature.
To clarify, it was to get something for me and my husband for an anniversary. And I didn't know any other place you could go. Mm-mm. I want there to be a place that's not gross.
That doesn't feel so trashy.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't feel like... There might be other places in, like, Vegas or something, maybe. But, like, when I go for something just for marriage or for whatever, I don't want, like, a sea of nasty, disgusting porn.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I suppose they go hand in hand. Like, for me, I don't like that. And I'm terrible because I'm judging everybody. Like, there was, like, I remember one time I think that time we went, there was, like, a guy perusing. I was like, oh, sick. What are you into, you freak?
Yeah.
Look at the title. Because I just feel like I'm one of those people where I just feel like porn is just so horrible for women. You know, I was, like, such a Debbie Downer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not into it. I just think it's terrible. So then I get all judgy. I just want a nice little book for people who are in relationships to find things that they need.
Sure.
That aren't weird.
Well, and like for a lot of people, you just want it to be like a private thing. You know, yeah. You don't want it. You don't need to be walking past like all the videos about anal.
Or like, or I don't want to see things that like scare me. Like I remember one time I went and there was like a hand, fist, arm. And I was like, that's weird. What's that? Like all naive. I'm like, what's that? That's weird. What's that for? Oh my God. No. Like to me, I just want to go run and scream. And I'm like, you know what? Rob and I can do it the old fashioned way. Yeah.
Or that's what the internet's for. You don't get to tell. Well, we're going to get to.
No. Yeah. We're gonna get an E for explicit on this bad boy real we're quick.
Going to leave it alone.
But I do feel like I've probably told you more about me and Rob than Rob would ever want to know or possibly fathom.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You know what I mean?
I think because we have gentlemen. Like, I think there's obviously dudes out there that say nasty things and probably their wives or their girlfriends would be mortified by the things that they're saying. But I don't think we would ever be involved with somebody that was like that. So,
yeah.
Yes, I'm sure that we are saying things that they'd be like, "Ooh, they know." Okay, well, I wish. I mean, did you say good things? Are they good? I mean, I guess it's okay if you say good things.
But... Does Anna know that it was just one time and that I was really tired? Did you give her did you just tell her that at least? It's like he feels like the next time he sees me that he has to like explain himself. He's like, "Listen, I was really tired. I was exhausted.
I was really tired because we did it three times the day before. Did you tell her that we did it three times the day before? That counts."
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Number 9, they'll let you know if that Empire dress makes you look pregnant without hesitation. One of the things that I think is most important with friendships is that it's someone who's honest with you. Not someone who's like brutally honest, who's going to like make you feel bad about yourself.
Right.
But because there's a lot of friends who are just going to be like, oh my gosh, well, as long as you're happy, good for you. Oh my gosh, that's so great. Like, it doesn't matter what phase in your life you're going through. They're just like high-fiving you because they want to be loving and supportive.
Yes.
But that person's not going to be with you at the end.
No, they're not.
You know what I mean?
They're not.
So you got to have somebody who's like, I got to be honest. Your legs don't look good in that.
Yeah.
If you're going to wear leggings, you're going to need to cover that ass.
You know. Did you know that you have 4 boobs when you wear that?
I feel your like bra is ill-fitted.
Yes. A little snug. Got a little cup overfloweth.
Yeah. Although, I don't think... Like, I'm not the type to even care or need to say anything. I mean, I'm just mostly making a joke. But, you know, it's not like me and you are like, hey, boy, that shirt doesn't look very good on you. But if I were to ask, like, you would tell me the truth.
Oh, of course.
You have been. You're like, well... I mean, I don't know if that's the best color or whatever.
I think we're pretty good about filtering one another. Because when that day when you had to go on that talk show in the morning and we went to the mall and looked at stuff, like, you knew. Like, you came out of the dressing room and you were like, really? And I'm like, yeah, that's bad. And you know it is bad. But I would never be like, what are you thinking? That's awful. But when you know, you know. I mean, I don't think either of us are in so much denial that we're like, well... I know that usually I'm like a 12 or 14, but today I tried on a 6 and I wanted to know what you thought. Like, girl.
Well, and because sometimes like you need the truth.
You do.
Because you're not going to, or you're just going to assume a lie. So like for instance, for Lucy's first birthday, I had a friend who's a photographer come over and take photos. And I'm a naturally curly haired girl. And the thing about having really curly hair is that you have to be strategic about when you wash your hair. Mm-hmm. And I got myself into a corner where it was like, you don't want a fresh wash because your hair doesn't have any volume.
Right.
But if it's too dirty, it'll look ratty and not good either. So, yeah. So I thought, I was like, I think I can go one more day. Well, that day I thought I looked pretty, I got myself dressed. I thought I looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. The pictures came back and I was like, sweet mother of mercy, I hope to God I didn't look like that. So I had to like, I was like, hey, Laura, shoot it to me straight. How did I look at my birthday? And I knew that whatever you told me was going to be the truth and I could trust it.
Yes, of course.
Like you would, even if you didn't hit it hard, like, well, you did kind of look like crap. Like I know like you wouldn't have gone that far, but you probably would have said something like, have I seen your hair look better? Yes. Have I seen you look better? Yes. But you looked fine. I didn't even think it. Like, I would have known then that you were kind of telling me, not your best moment, but yeah. You're not, like, hideous.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's like everybody wants to text me today.
But no, you were. You were super hard on yourself. And I was just like, I remember I walked in and I saw your hair and I thought it looked really pretty. Like, you were having a conversation. I was like, ooh, her hair looks good today.
So, I wasn't... Yeah. It was the photos were bad.
Yeah.
The photos, there. You know how a photo can, like... See, here's the thing about pictures. Is like, you know when you, like, you go somewhere and you're like, God, I look really good. I look really good today. Like, you feel really confident. Mm-hmm. And then someone takes, like, a group photo and you're like, your whole world gets rocked to the core. Because you're like, number one, where did my makeup go? I contoured.
Yes.
Where the hell is my contour?
Every single girl, I just talked about this, the girls in my salon, they love their selfies. Like, I mean, some days I am on like 4 different people's Instagram posts. Yeah. I'm just tagged all over the place.
Yeah.
And I will take a picture and I'm like, why do I look like a potato? Like, I am full face makeup, cat eyeliner, you know, mascara, hair all done. And I'll take a picture and I'll be like, I look like the before picture.
Yes, exactly.
Why do y'all look so damn cute? And I'm over here like, thanks for including me.
Yes.
This is neat.
To me, it's like, where did my makeup go?
Yeah.
What I thought, and then it's always like a bad angle.
Always.
When I got a selfie with Anna Gasteyer, and she kind of like jokingly gave me a tip on how to look really good in pictures. I've tried it. It works fairly well. I had another friend who was a Dallas cheerleader also tell me like how to pose your body to like look the best. And I'm not talking about trying to be the skinny. It's not about vanity, but it is trying to not look like you're sitting there with a potato sack on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are memories.
Yeah.
And we're human.
Yeah.
None of it ever works. If anything, it looks like I'm trying really hard to pose, which is not good either.
No.
Yeah.
Everyone looks so natural and you're sitting there with like your tongue pressed really tightly on the top of the roof of your mouth because it makes your cheekbones look tighter. And you're like, Everyone knows. You're trying.
There was one time recently where Laura sent me a picture of herself as a selfie. And she's like, do I look kind of crazy here? Or am I just looking too far into it and I look fine? Isn't that like you thought you look crazy?
Yeah, I was like, I feel like I look weird. Like my eyes are...
Or am I... Yeah, you're like, do I look kind of weird or is this good? Because I could tell that you kind of liked it. Like you probably liked your hair. You probably liked everything, but there was just something off just and you just wanted to get my approval.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote back and I was like, I've been laughing for 5 minutes. Like that's how bad her picture was. Like she looked gorgeous, but her eyes looked crazy.
I was probably like, look deep into that camera, Laura. You got this. Make love to the camera with those eyes, girl. And then I said it to you and you're like, why are you looking at me like that? I don't like it. You look weird.
What did I say it looked like? Okay, that the face she was making, like you know when you're with your bestie and there's somebody that's with your party or with your group or something who's acting ridiculous or said something dumb or who's being really annoying. And that friend like grabs your knee and then gives you that wide-eyed look like, oh my God, that person's crazy. That was the look selfie.
I was like, did you see that? Please tell me you saw that. That's the selfie.
That was the look that she had was like, oh my God, the person behind me is talking about lube. It was one of those things where it was just like, crazy eyes.
Yeah.
And I told you the truth.
You did.
And if I wouldn't know, you would have posted that. You would have posted it for everyone to see.
I would have. And thank God I didn't. Thank God I retook it and you were like, cha-ching or whatever you said. I was like, that's right.
Yeah.
I got it that time.
So much better. Tone the eyes down.
Do not make love to the camera.
There's like a new app out too that is like, okay, so if you do photo editing, and I do very little photo editing, but I do some, so I've brushed up on a little bit of the lingo. And there's a thing called Luminous where it takes away the blemishes and gives it like a softer look, right? Mm. If you do it too much, the person has dull face, right? So you have to be careful because you can tell then that there is an effect giving that person dull face.
Yeah.
And so I remember a photographer friend of mine was telling me with Lucy, like, just be careful with it because you'll give her doll face. You know, you're basically getting rid of the noise, any kind of flaws in the photo. You're getting rid of, like, but you don't want to go so far that it's like, wow, your baby looks kind of like plastic.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a new app or something, but I am seeing so many selfies now with plastic face.
Yeah.
Is it like a filter? Where are these pictures cut? Like, Amy Schumer just posted one where she has like a plastic face. And I'm like, Amy Schumer, is you using this app?
Yeah. Well, I know there's a filter on Snapchat that will do that for you.
Oh.
And it, like, it does. Like, it will, like, I have freckles. My makeup usually covers them, but, you know, you can still see them for the most part. The filter on Snapchat makes it look like I have no freckles at all. Like, not even a hint of them. Makes my eyes look a little bigger. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it. There's apps that I would have for Instagram that you can take off blemishes, you can whiten your teeth, you can do all sorts of stuff.
I would just say, listen, be easy on the filters, because people aren't dumb and they know you put a filter on it.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of like plastic surgery. Like, people are on to you.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, you look at that photo, and you put so many filters on it, you're going to look back on it, and you'll be like, was my hair that red? Like, no, it's because you used 4 filters on it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I looked really good that day. Yeah, that's because the picture's like sepia and black and white all at once.
Yeah.
Because you didn't like the lighting. Like, it's one thing to be artsy, but like, it's another, like, also take some genuine pictures of you where you're not editing the crap out of them.
Yeah, just being yourself. Exactly. Who are we trying to impress, honestly? At the end of the day, really, who are we?
We're trying to impress our Instagram followers, Hunter. Come on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I know. See, I always have a fear, because when you're on like a public platform, that people can use your image in a way you don't want them to use it.
Oh,
like,
sure.
They control you with it or whatever. So that always kind of makes me nervous, although you can't necessarily live in fear. But, you know, it's kind of like when my wedding photo ended up on that fart fetish website.
Oh, God.
My beautiful wedding photo, tarnished forever. Ugh, horrible.
Some creepy people online.
Okay, next. When you decide against your better judgment to sing Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You on karaoke night, they'll clap and cheer like you're Justin Timberlake while no one else gives a crap.
Damn straight,
I don't know what it is, but it's like, whenever it's my turn, no one cares. Everyone's in like a deep-ass conversation.
I think everyone feels that way.
Really?
I really do. I think everybody feels that way. You're like, all right, y'all, when I go up, you guys better cheer really, really loud.
Yeah.
And then the whole song is like crickets. And then when they're done, like, oh, she's done. Yeah.
I remember I went up, you weren't there, and I told my girlfriend, I was like, you better support me on this song. Because I was a little... I always like to do just really funny, fun songs.
Sure.
Like, I'm not up there trying to like be serious.
Yeah, please don't.
But it was like a Sheryl Crow song, maybe, or something. I was like, all I want to do is have a little fun before I die, says the man next to me. By the way, that's a really hard song to karaoke too, because her like beats are weird. Anyway, I digress. So I told my girlfriend, like, you better freaking pay attention. I'm looking into the crowd right at her. She's laughing, her head's back, laughing hysterically, talking to Brady, okay? Talking, laughing, getting a drink, ordering another drink. Like, she's not being, like, when I was done, I, like, threw my mic down, and I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
That ain't right.
I was performing.
Yeah. Did you not know where I was?
Although, I will have to say, when Brady went up and sang that, like, once I was this girl. Like, that is not a good karaoke song, but because his voice is so low, he always did it. I was like, I went to the bathroom. You know, okay, so maybe I'm a hypocrite, all right? But I'm just trying to tell you, when I go sing karaoke, you guys better freaking pay attention.
Yeah. It's the right thing
to do. It's the right thing to do.
It's scary. I don't care who you are. It's nerve-wracking, unless you think that you're amazing. And even if you do think you're amazing, if no one's clapping at the end, then you get a little bit butthurt.
Okay, but you know what? Like, if people are kind of amazing, like really, really good singers who like relish karaokeing, sometimes that annoys me a little bit. Like, I'm like, is this for you to perform? Like, are you hoping there's an agent in the audience?
Yeah.
Like, sit down. You've been up like 8 times. Give people a chance.
Oh, God. There was a girl who was hosting the karaoke at a bar I used to go to after work. We'd go for happy hour. And there would be people that had been waiting for their song for like half an hour, which, you know, not an extreme amount of time, but you know, that's probably like 8 songs, 10 songs. And she would have gone up twice in that rotation. You'd be like, Melissa, if you could stop putting your own name in, then everyone else would really like to sing their songs now. But yeah, that's what she did. Like whenever there was like, she felt like there was a lull, which there wasn't. Plenty of people wanted to hear their songs. No, no, there's Melissa up at the front singing along. We're like, oh, okay. This is, like, you're, let go of the microphone.
Yeah, totally.
Put it down.
All right, we're going to go into the next one. This might be a good little time to take a bit of a potty break. Because that's what I actually have to do. Excellent. I've had to pee for so long that I've had a hard time even paying attention.
Well, please.
Does your phone say Chris on it?
My phone. No, my phone's ringing.
I know. Does it say Chris on it?
It does.
Figures. All right. So we're back with number 11. I think we're at now. Your BFF is so loyal. If someone hurts you, they'll go from Anne of Green Gables to The Real Housewives of New Jersey on someone's ass real quick. So, did someone say something awful about you? Were you treated badly? Did some idiot judge you with their eyes while your child threw a public tantrum? Then you better hold your friend earrings, because it's about to get real. So, this thing about, like, loyalty to me is huge. I think it's huge for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? And I actually recently lost a friend because they weren't loyal, and they were kind of like offended by the fact, or thought it was weird that I sort of wanted them to be loyal. Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. I never, ever, ever, if you're going to be close, like if I'm going, like I don't want like my acquaintances to be loyal. Sure. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't even want like normal friends to be loyal. But if you're going to be like that close person that I confide in, that I share secrets with or thoughts or fears or pray with or whatever, I do expect a level of loyalty that if someone treats me like crap, you will come to my rescue.
Absolutely.
And maybe rescue is not the word, but you will come to my side.
Without a doubt.
Otherwise, we're not friends.
Yeah.
You never have to pick your husband. Like, I ain't saying loyalty over your family, over your kids.
Right.
I'm talking over, like, other weird situations. Like, you're going to be there. And she just thought it was kind of weird. I was like, loyalty is not weird. Like, it's an essential function of close friendships.
Absolutely. It shows that you care enough about that person that you wouldn't want anything bad to happen to them. So you're going to make sure that nothing bad happens to
them. Yeah, and you're going to, like, stick up for them.
Yes.
You're going to leave a nasty comment on their Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to troll them.
Yeah.
You're going to park outside their house.
Yeah.
Put, like, I'm coming for you in blood on their door.
Yeah.
Buy a steak and use that blood. Don't use your own.
Yeah, not your own. That's weird.
That's weird. Yeah, now that'll be like, okay,
now,
Laura.
Now it's weird.
Okay, like, I know we're BFFs, but gross. Did you clean it afterwards?
God, where'd you get the blood? Is it your blood? Because I didn't have
that. Oh, God. Oh, it looks infected. I just wanted you to not invite him to the party. Yeah. I didn't want you to, like, write on blood on their front door. Were their kids home? God, they've got kids. You probably scared them.
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to show you how much I care.
Well, you showed a little too much, to be honest. Now I kind of feel like this is getting single white female.
Yeah. I just wanted to show you how much I love you, and wanted to know if you wanted to come over and stay forever and ever.
This is getting a little never. Melissa Etheridge. Come to my window,
crawl inside,
wait by the light of the moon. Come to my window. I'll be home soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. So our album is coming out.
Honestly, I don't know why we don't have an album.
Me either. We talked about karaoke. Have we ever discussed the most amazing, epic karaoke night of our whole lives?
For some reason, I feel like we've told the story so many times that I don't know if it was just like one of the many times we've told it or if it was on the podcast. But for people who haven't heard.
I think we have, but that's okay. One more time.
Yeah, basically, Laura and I think it was one of those casuals, like one or two drinks. And then that night we decide to put our name in for Don't Stop Believin'. And can I just say that that was before Don't Stop Believin' became everybody's karaoke song.
It really was.
No one was doing it back then, Laura.
No.
We were not, like, now it's like it's done three times a night.
Yeah.
This was back when no one was doing it. And it was right before Last Call. So everybody was buzzed. Everyone was happy. So we went up there. We killed it.
We did. It was amazing.
We hit all the notes. It was amazing.
It really was.
We hit all the notes. People were standing up and cheering for us.
Yep.
High-fiving.
Yep.
Singing with us. The whole bar was singing with us, right?
It was like out of a movie. It really was.
It really was out of a movie, wasn't it? And then at the end, when we were done, the whole crowd roared and we're like, thank you, good night, remember to tip your wait staff, you know. Just, you know, the microwave the microphone cuts off. And then we just like walk out of the bar.
Yeah. Like, well, that's it.
We just walk out of the bar. So then we go to like an after hours and Laura's phone rings because you had a friend who worked there.
Yes.
She's like, hey, Laura. You and your friend left your bar tabs open? We're like, oh, crap.
Shoot. I did not drive.
We felt like such badasses that we left our credit cards, our IDs.
Probably.
Everything. Up there. And then we had to do like the walk of shame like the next morning.
Yeah.
There were like old men there at 11. We're like, listen. I'm judging you because you're probably an alcoholic because it's about 10:45.
Yeah.
And you're judging me because I'm wearing yesterday's clothes.
Yeah.
And my mascara is smeared and I've got Burger King special sauce on my shirt.
And I'm coming back for my debit card.
And I'm coming back for my debit card. God, that night was glorious.
It was. It was so good. It was so, so good.
So I just feel like, in general, your best friend's going to have a tampon when you need it.
Yes.
She's going to... writing blood on the front door of someone's house to scare them.
Yeah.
If they're mean to you.
Absolutely. I'm there for you. I'm also going to get you Starbucks.
She's going to wait for you while you poop.
Yeah, I would.
In the bathroom and talk to you while you poop too.
Yeah, that's okay. That's
okay. She's going to laugh when you're tooting.
Yes.
She's going to tell you that your bra's giving you a tri-boob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important to know that.
What else is she going to do?
She's going to tell you when you've listened to that Alanis Morissette song one too many times. She's real, real tired of it.
Oh, God, I love Alanis. I really, really love Alanis.
I know you do. I think of you every single time an Alanis Morissette song comes on, without fail.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Chris thinks you look like Alanis Morissette, and I don't think he remembers your name, and sometimes just calls you Alanis Morissette.
No, I honestly get that all the time. Did I tell you that when I was in Vegas, someone thought I was Alanis Morissette?
I'm not surprised.
Okay,
at all.
So when my hair is long, it curls like hers.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in Vegas, I was wearing a beanie, not a beanie. What a scrouchy beanie, scrunchy beanie, like those big kind of stocking cap hats.
Yeah, slouchy beanie,
With Pradas. So, well, just big sunglasses, right? So the look had most of my face kind of hidden, but I have like Alanis Morissette's mouth.
You do.
To a T. Which I have to say, her mouth isn't her best feature. So, you know, whatever. And then I had her hair. So if I didn't have the hat or the glasses on, people wouldn't have thought this. Well, as I was walking through Vegas, I was getting stared, like I was getting deadpan stared at. And I asked my friend, I was like, is there something on my face? Is something weird going on? Like, you know, like sometimes people are looking at you, you're like, hey, I'm looking good. And then sometimes they're looking at you and you're like, something's weird. You know, you look good, but you're not that hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I knew something was up. And then as I don't know if I was... I walked up to the front desk, and this woman goes, hi, can I help you? And she was, like, really nervous. And I go, yeah. I was like, I need to check out of my room. And I gave her my card. She's like, oh, my God. I thought you were Alanis Morissette. I was like, that's why I'm getting stared at.
Oh.
So I totally have the look.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I don't look like any celebrity. But I do... I get stared at a lot, and it makes me really uncomfortable. But I'm guessing it has to be my hair.
Red hair. I get looked at a lot because I have curly hair. I think whenever you have something that's just kind of unique, people just kind of look. Like, and they're thinking to themselves, like, oh, nice red hair. Or, oh, curly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it still makes you feel weird.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Like, cut it out.
Yeah.
Or come talk to me. But either way, stop staring.
Somewhere in the middle. Preferably don't talk to me.
Yeah, but don't be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, take it back. Reel it back. Don't talk to me. Maybe don't look at me.
Yeah.
So how about that for a change?
Keep your eyes in your sockets.
Well, listen, we've been besties for how long now? 15 years?
God, I feel like it's longer than that. Hold on. Let's
wait, 25? No, 20 years. My God.
Oh,
my God.
Ha.
No. No.
That can't be right.
No. I was 15 and I'm almost 35, so it's about 20 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I had to have been 16 or almost 17, and I
30. You were.
Oh, wow. Oh. I've made it sound a lot, but that's really how I'm feeling right now. Just, wow. Holy crap, dude.
I know. That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
We know everything about each other.
I really do. There's, there's really nothing you could say that
no
would shock
me.
No
stone unturned. Nope. Yeah, exactly. Here's to another 20 years.
Amen. I wish we had some wine to cheers around to, but you know what? We're both really tired.
Yeah.
We got up really early, did we mention?
Yeah, we got... I was up at 5, you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love you.
I love you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
And that's it. Another riveting episode of the Ha-Has for Hoo-Has podcast. Thank you so, so much for listening. I love you long time. Platonically, of course. If you're not following me on Facebook and Twitter, I don't know what the hell you're doing with your time, and I'm slightly irritated. For the latest scoop, calls for participation, etc., just search Ha-Has for Hoo-Has podcast, and don't forget to follow Ha-Has for Hoo-Has and my more personal author page, Anna Lynn Thomas. I know you know how to Google, so don't even trip. Until next time, friends.